Time now for a Left of Lansing Friday Short for this February 16th of 2024. Republican State Representative Josh Shriver prides himself, as do many other alt-right Christian nationalists, on being a dude bro, someone who believes they're speaking truth to power when all they're doing is proving how much of a douche they really are. In hopes of becoming another right-wing social media dude bro influencer, Shriver retweeted a post on Twitter depicting black figures taking over white figures across the world map. The caption to the post read, "The Great Replacement Theory." This racist theory is a cornerstone belief within the right-wing Christian nationalist movement. The so-called theory leads to violence, as we saw when a racist killed 10 people in a Buffalo, New York grocery store back in 2022. Most of the victims were black. Remember, that guy was once considered a good guy with a gun until he wasn't. But I digress. Other mass shooters believed in the same theory, which led to 23 people being shot and killed in El Paso and 11 being shot and killed in a Pittsburgh synagogue. Yet despite all of the death, Josh Shriver decided that he'd be a renegade right-winger and push that same hateful theory on social media. And he did it for two main reasons. One, to own the libs, and two, to increase his social media following. Well, the other reason is because he's a racist, uneducated loser, but that's besides the point. Oh, and in a perfect right-wing Trumpian style, Shriver doubled down on his racism and posted a tweet saying, "Illegal immigrants should not replace Americans, period." Don't think for a second this has anything to do with illegal immigration, because the right wing wants to get rid of legal immigration too, especially from those S-hole countries, as Trump called them. And in showing who their daddy really is, notice how dude bros such as Shriver never want to punish the corporations who not only hire migrant workers, but need them and rely on them for cheap labor. Labor, which many Americans aren't doing and which helps keep food prices cheap. No, 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 no. You'll never hear Shriver go after the rich corporate class for breaking the law. Shriver and the dude bros rely on fear and ignorance of their supporters. It's been the Republican playbook for a long, long time. And by the way, it says a lot about today's Republican Party, in which many inside it believe in this theory and believe that Democrats need immigrants for votes. I mean, if Republican ideas are so popular and so pro-worker, then many immigrants would end up voting for their policies, right? Shriver's post did receive loads of attention, the attention he wanted, and it's what he was going for. And it worked. And because we live in the United States of America, where even the most racist and vile speech is protected, Jason Shriver isn't going to prison. But Michigan Democrats control the state legislature. And because we, the voters, installed them into power to bring some common sense, progressive values, which include sanity, they passed a resolution condemning Shriver's anti-American and racist posts. And House Speaker Joe Tate stripped Shriver of his committee assignments and staff. Of course, that was a no-brainer. Shriver still remains a state representative despite displaying such hateful values, values which are antithetical to what makes Michigan a great place to live. Still, five Republicans voted against the measure, including State Representative Jim DeSena, who represents parts of Monroe and Wayne counties. And DeSena tweeted, "Yesterday's House Dem resolution on unpopular speech was inappropriate. Who judges what is bigoted or hateful? I took an oath to uphold the U.S. Constitution, which includes the First Amendment free speech rights of everyone. So I stand today against those who would censor you." Jim, no one is censoring you or Jason Shriver or others for spewing hateful, racist rhetoric. No one is going to jail. Yes, that speech has consequences in a workplace, or let's say in a state legislature, but no one is going to jail. This is the United States of America. This isn't Putin's Russia, although that's what you and many other Republicans would like Michigan to become. Email me, leftoflansing@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and on Threads. Plus, don't forget to subscribe to Left of Lansing wherever you get your podcasts. And please subscribe to leftoflansing.com.